This is not fiction that Walmart would provide. A mixed-use development's going to require, look, you have all different developers because it's mixed use. They're going to want several incentives from the city to make it happen. Could take a lot of years to do, if ever. If it's piecemeal, it's not going to happen. Each developer is going to require lots of money to bring to the table, to come to the table. With one developer, it's there. It's done. How can you not understand the difference? Office space, supply and demand. There is a demand for grocery, not office space. It is, as I said, a USDA desert. City surveys show the need for grocery and general merchandise. Okay, the mayor not against Walmart? The mayor's not against Walmart. Yes, he is. And I got to get on to other things here because now this is becoming a Green Bay topic. But he is against what Walmart wants. Walmart has a traffic engineer. They don't want traffic issues either. You don't think they're going to think about all of this? Yeah. Arnie writes, Rhonda proved the Democratic point of no jobs is a good thing. Exactly. By the way, you notice she wouldn't go near that and kept trying to change the subject. Anchors don't sink. They hold steady. Small retailers need that traffic. It's just an absolute myth that Walmart destroys all these small businesses. She wasn't listening to a word I said. She comes on the air and she doesn't stop talking when I'm talking. Then I put her on and she has no idea what the hell is going on. All right, that's enough for now, but we will definitely revisit it sometime in the near future. All right, we got a lot to get to in the show. We're not going to get to all of it. I want to tuck this aside. I only got about five, after show video. Thank you, Jason. We're going to have, and it's going to be longer than 3 minutes today. We're probably going to have about a 5 minute after show video. We have a lot to get to. After 10 o'clock, I do want to get to the college player who is going to be most likely taken in the NFL draft, who yesterday came out as gay. I want to talk about that. 6 minutes isn't enough for this, or the 5 minutes that I have. But I'll start. The Wall Street Journal has been all over something. There was an episode last year at a Pacific Gas and Electric facility, one of its electric facilities. It was a terrorist attempt to basically shut down the grid in that part of California. However, it's gotten very little attention because it failed. This reminds me of the 1993 attack on the World Trade Center, which didn't bring down the towers, so nobody really noticed. Nobody really got the sense of it because it didn't happen. It wasn't as catastrophic as 9/11, so people just really didn't notice it. What happened is the Wall Street Journal finally reported on this last week, and now utilities are responding. Pacific Gas and Electric Corporation says it will build opaque fences around critical transmission substations, including the Metcalf subsidiary that was heavily damaged by gunmen firing from outside a chain link fence last year. The San Francisco-based utility which serves Northern California, is also staffing important locations overnight. The company had eliminated some nighttime shifts after it built a power system control center in Vacaville, California in 2009. PG&E and other utilities announced new safety measures after the Wall Street Journal reported last week that the attack on the Metcalf transmission substation raised concerns about the vulnerability of the electrical grid to physical sabotage. Former chair of the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, John Wellingoff, called the incident an act of terrorism. What happened is gunmen took out 17 of the 20 giant transformers that funnel power to Silicon Valley. It took the utility almost a month to prepare the substation. No one's been arrested. But what happened is PG&E quickly kept the power on, so nobody noticed. Peggy Noonan wrote about this over the weekend in the Wall Street Journal. Gordon Krovitz has a piece today. Tens of thousands of cyber attacks on the power grid are troubling, though so far they've rarely caused damage. More alarming is news of an old-fashioned armed attack on a physical location that proved the vulnerability of the grid. Last April, a nighttime attack destroyed a power substation in San Jose, California, the center of Silicon Valley. The attackers had a good understanding of the facility and how to destroy it. They broke into an underground vault of Highway 101 and cut fiber optic cables. Then they fired on the substation for almost 20 minutes, apparently using AK-47s. Do you remember hearing about any of this? And wrecked 17 of 23 transformers. News of the incident was suppressed, with Pacific Gas and Electric Company blaming vandalism. The damage took a month to repair. We now have of a better understanding of what happened thanks to a page one article last week in this newspaper, the Wall Street Journal. John Wellinghoff, who was head of the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission when the incident happened, says this could be a trial run for attacks to bring down large parts of the electrical grid. And PG&E hid this as simple vandalism. In an interview, Mr. Wellinghoff was careful to say he doesn't know if a terrorist group was responsible, but he called it a purposeful attack, extremely well-planned, and executed by professionals who had expert training. He visited the scene with Pentagon experts who train Navy SEALs how to destroy enemy infrastructure. They pointed to the precision of the attack and evidence of its careful preparation. Mr. Wellinghoff said this was the only time Pentagon experts have concluded that damage to the grid in the U.S. has been caused by professionals. Coordinated attacks on just a few substations could have a devastating impact, Mr. Wellinghoff warned. Destroying the right targets could knock out power for most of North America. Government agencies keep classified which combination of substations would create the most damage if attacked. What this comes down to is this, and Noonan talked about this in her piece over the weekend. We are vulnerable. We have not, in the years since 9/11, given any thought to fortifying our power stations, our substations, the things that keep the electrical grid alive. What would be more crippling to the United States than a mass coordinated attack taking out the grid? And yes, this could have been a trial run. They might be spending the next year improving upon it. PG&E and everyone else in the utility, in the power industry, did nothing until the Wall Street Journal exposed this last week. It is we who are exposed. It's 9:58.
Jerry Bader Show.